greetings from Dakota Talk Radio today. Welcome to all of our listeners. Our last lesson, we wanted to be able to import some of the tribal peoples and our flag song and some of the things that we weren't able to cover, we will be covering today. We want to thank you for listening, and I want to start with our greetings and our introduction and our language. So we want to thank you for listening along with us today. Yeah, I would like to translate now for you. This is Diane Merrick here. Dakota name is Rattle Woman from the Cord, and I am sharing with you from the End Village Band of People, and we would like to thank you all for listening to our show here today, and I ask that you continue to listen along with us and pronounce our language with us, and that we would be able to impart and preserve and revitalize in any way we can. We're really grateful and honored that we are able to share with you on a weekly basis, so we ask and hope that you continue to listen along with us. We want to start with sharing today the flag song where we left off with in our language and translate that for you. So at this time, we're going to share in our language how we would share our flag song in our language and pronounce that and translate that for you. So first of all, we're going to start with the title, and for that, for our flag song, we say Wapaha Odonwai. Wapaha Odonwai. So if we can say that together, Wapaha Odonwai. Wapaha Odonwai. Uh-huh. So our flag song, I'm going to go ahead and go through that and how a lot of our people utilize the flag song in honor of all of our different individuals who serve in the military for their countries. So amongst our people and on the plains here, many different tribal relatives, we share this song in honor of our relatives who serve our country. And so I'm going to go ahead and pronounce the flag song in our language, and then I will translate that. Okay. Uh-huh. Tokarachi, first of all. Tonkashi na yapi tawa paha gihe o ehankeshni henajikte do iyo hadate ya oyate ki he we choi chanrekta cha de chamu yado. Okay. Tonkashi na yapi tawa paha ki he o ehankishni he najikte do. Iyo khadate ya oyate ki he we choi charinkta cha de chamu yado. So we can pronounce that together. Tonkashi na yapi tawa paha ki he o e hankeshni he najinkte do iyo hadate ya oyate ki he we cho e chanhinkta cha de chamu ya do. Now I will pronounce that in the way it's used in the song, in our language. Tonkashine yapi tawa paha ki he o e hankishni he najinkte do. Iyo khadate ya oyate ki he we choi chanhekta cha de chamoe do. Now the translation for the song that we are just sharing here with you today, the flag song, is the president's flag will stand forever. Under it, the people will flourish. So I do this. Okay? Let me give you that English translation again for what we just shared. The president's flag will stand forever. Under it, the people will flourish. So I do this. Now here in the area that we are in, for many of our relatives who are familiar with our area, we want to share with those friends and relatives throughout who listen to us and who we want to familiarize with those of our different relatives who share our honor songs that way. And some of our peoples have a different dialect. And at the same time, we want to acknowledge those different relatives in the surrounding areas of the Plains people. So at this time, we're going to share the different tribal peoples or the Oyates that are relatives of ours in the area. So this time, we'd like to start with the Isanti. The Isanti people are those relatives who live across the river from us, the Wakpa. The Wakpa is the river. So we have our Santee relatives who live across the Wakpa, the river, from us. And those relatives in our language are Isayati. Isayati. So if we can pronounce that together. Isayati. Isayati. So we have our relatives who are the Isayantes to the Ihanktoyate, who are across the Wakpa, who live across the river from us. Okay? We also have the Flandreau Sioux tribe who live near us, our Flandreau tribal peoples and their community. How we pronounce the Flandreau relatives is the Wakpa Ipa. Ipaksha. Wakpa Ipaksha. Okay, so if we can pronounce that together. Wakpa Ipaksha. Wakpa Ipaksha. Those are Flandreau relatives who live in our area here nearby. And then we wanted to acknowledge that we have our relatives up in the Eagle Butte, South Dakota area, and our relatives up in that area. They have many different divisions, but the division we want to acknowledge this time with our relatives in Eagle Butte, South Dakota area are the Minikojus. Minikoju. Okay, we can pronounce that together. The Minikoju. Minikoju. Uh-huh. Watch that, P-W-M-P. Thank you. And we too at this time want to acknowledge our Sisseton, South Dakota relatives, and our language for the Sisseton relatives. We say in our language, Sisitonwa. Sisitonwa. Uh-huh. Sisitonwa yate. Echa naku otakwe oyunha. So amongst our Sisseton relatives, many of us have many different relatives over in the Sisseton, South Dakota area, and so we acknowledge them at this time. Those are our Sisseton relatives. Okay, well, let's pronounce that together. Sisseton. Sisseton. Okay. And then with the Ihanktoyan, the End Village people here, we also have another branch. Here, the federal government recognizes us as the Yankton Sioux people. And in our language, we say Ihanktoyan. So the English translation for us as Ihanktoyan people is End Village. We also have a group that are called the Lower Yanktonais. And if we go by our translations and the meaning of how we're saying the community or the peoples in our language, when we acknowledge our Lower Yanktonais, the Ihanktoyanais. In our language, you say Ihanktoyana. 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 So when we say Ihanktoyana, we're acknowledging a Lower End Village band, who is a branch of our End Village people. and the lower Yingtonese live in the Fort Yates, North Dakota area. So we acknowledge our relatives in the Fort Yates, North Dakota area. So they are the Ihanktone. Ihanktwana, they say. Ihanktwana. And then we also want to acknowledge and a few other the relatives in the Nebraska area. And one of those nearby is across the river from us is the Winnebago people, the Winnebago relatives that we have in the Nebraska area across the Wakba, across the river from us. For the Winnebago people, we, in our language, we say ho tanke, ho tanke. Okay, if we can pronounce that together, ho tanke, ho tanke. Then right up from our Winnebago relatives, there we also have the Omaha tribe from Macy, Nebraska. So we acknowledge our relatives there in the Macy, Nebraska area as well. And for our Macy, Nebraska relatives, in our language, they are the Omahas. The Omaha. If we can say that together, the Omaha. Omaha relatives. They're in Macy, in the Nebraska area there. The relatives we have over there are the Omahas. And then west of where we reside as the Inn Village people, we have our Si-Chahu relatives. They say the Rosebud Sioux tribe. And then when we translate in our language, for the band up there in Rosebud, and for our Rosebud relatives, it's the Burnt Thigh peoples. Si-Chahu, if we can pronounce that together. Si-Chahu. Si-Chahu. So that is an acknowledgement to our Si-Chahu relatives up there, the Burnt Thigh relatives from the Rosebud, South Dakota area. And then we also have our relatives up in the Pine Ridge, South Dakota area. We have the relatives up there that are west of us, west of the Inn Village Band up here. And our Pine Ridge, South Dakota relatives are the Oglalas. The Oglalas. The Oglalas, the translation for the Oglala Band is to scatter one's own. Okay, so let's pronounce our, how we say Oglala together. Okay. Oglala. Oglala. How we acknowledge our relatives in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. They are the Oglala people. Oglala Oyate Hechab. Uh-huh. And then we also will mention our Lower Brule, South Dakota relatives who are also west of us, west of the Inn Village people. And they are the Kon-wi-cha-sha. Kon-wi-cha-sha. So there in Lower Brule, South Dakota, we have the relatives there. And how we pronounce the band there west of us is the Kon-wi-cha-sha. Okay, if we can pronounce that together. Kon-wi-cha-sha. Kon-wi-cha-sha. Then we have our relatives in the Fort Yates, North Dakota area. Another band, another division up there. We want to acknowledge those relatives. And for a lot of the different relatives up there, up in the Fort Yates, North Dakota area, that's up north from where we're located here. And that's the Hunkpapa. Hunkpapa. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Hunkpapa. Hunkpapa. Okay, that's for our 48s North Dakota relatives up there. Hunkpapa. And then we also have our, we got our different areas that we want to acknowledge at this time. We have further up west from us would be our Cheyenne relatives, And then our Cheyenne relatives are a different dialect from out from our dialect, and those relatives are the Cheyennes, the Cheyenne peoples, the Cheyenne Oyates. Many different relatives also have relationships with the Cheyennes, and they call them the Cheyennas, Cheyennas, Cheyennas. So the Cheyennas are Cheyenne relatives. Okay, if we want to pronounce that together, that's Cheyenne, Cheyenne. That's for the Cheyenne Wutake, Cheyenne relatives. We also have the Blackfeet people who are further west in the plains area here. And acknowledgement to the Blackfeet relatives, there is the Sihasapa Oyate. The Sihasapa Oyate. Sihasapa. Okay, so if we want to pronounce those together, Sihasapa Oyate. That's an acknowledgement of the Blackfeet relatives. Some of the few other names we want to impart and terms as we're talking about our different areas here. Some of the words would be like the river. For in our language, we say Wakpa. Wakpa. So for river, we say Wakpa. The Mississippi River is Haha Wakpa. Haha Wakpa. The Mississippi River. Ha ha Wakpa. Ha ha Wakpa. Okay. For the Missouri River, in our language we say Minishoshe. Minishoshe. Okay. For the Missouri River, in our language we say Minishoshe. Okay. Now anytime we have a creek, for creek in our language, we say Wakpana, Wakpana. Okay, for creek, Wakpana. Okay, for ocean, for the different oceans, when we look on a globe or a map, for the ocean in our language, we say Minnewancha. Daku iota tanka. Two different ways there for ocean. Say Minnewancha and also Daku iota tanka. Minnewancha. Daku iota tanka. Many times too for ravine. Ravine area. We say Osmaka. 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 Okay. And then for one last term here we would share is the Big Sioux River. For the Big Sioux River in our language, we say Chan Gasdata. Chan Gasdata. That pretty much concludes what we wanted to share today for our Dakota language lessons. A little bit of the flag song as far as the use and the honor to be able to share that in honor of our people who serve our country, and the translation for that utilized amongst the different tribal groups who share that. And so we wanted to share that with you. And then also the different relatives, the tribal groups, and acknowledgement of those various peoples that we shared in the language, and the different rivers in the surrounding area. And hope you enjoyed listening to us, and we hope that you continue to listen along with us. And thank you for listening to us at this time. Ni na wopi donkin ni japi. Oha, mashtep.